One of the key elements of your verification plan is the actual test plan itself. You need to describe your test strategy and philosophy. How am I going to approach this testing? Well, how am I going to prove that this device works? For example, if you were to contract Qualys to do your verification, and then the part doesn't work, who's to blame, right? We do as good as we can. You do as good as you can. Unless we agree on how do you verify, and we both sign off on the line says, if you go through these, if you execute these steps, we will both agree the device works, then we have something to agree on to say, well, you're done verifying. It's another measure of saying, when are you done? What do you want to do in that test plan? Well, first of all, you want to list all the features and functions that need to be tested. And that comes out of the specification document. It's basically a bullet point form of saying, this needs to be tested, this, and this. You want to abstract the features that need to be tested. And that's one of the things that you want to have reviewed by the designers and the architect. Is this an exhaustive list of features? Especially if you have a third party like us write a test plan. We may not know what's significant in your design. This is what jumps at us from the specification, but there might be some, what I'll call, cultural elements of the specification that are implicit in there that we don't know about. So we have the designer go back and says, oh no, you forgot that feature, and that one is completely irrelevant. So you don't need to test for it. So at the system level, you will have to focus on the interfaces and interaction. And you probably want to also try and list the features that are going to cause the part to be stress tested as well. An important component also of that test plan is to describe the expected response. How am I going to verify that whatever I've executed works? What declares success? Next becomes the housekeeping stuff. You need to assign test benches to specific features. Make sure that all the features are covered in specific test benches. You tend to group features that are related, that require the same type of configuration, the same type of system or underlying set of blocks. You group them together, you say, well, once I've programmed the part into this test, typically also because startup is such a long condition, it might take 15 minutes just initializing the system. So when you have that system initialized, you want to do as many tests as you can that are somewhat related. So you group features together, it says those are all going to be tested in test bench, blah, you give it a name, and then assign test bench to a person. If one of these tests happens to be random testing, you have to describe the parameters of the randomness. How do you describe the randomness so that you're going to hit what you think you ought to be hitting? Are you going to go linear distribution, random distribution, do you skew it, do you go for edges? How do you do it? You also want to list the assumptions, the omissions, and the specifications for further reference. Someone might go back to it and say, you forgot this. No, we assumed these particular points. The test plan becomes an integral part. Actually, it can be physically a separate document, but it becomes another specification document. And actually, if you are IP designers, that's the document I'm more interested in than your specification, if I'm going to buy your block.